Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Monday edition of Q&A. If you were one of the many people at State Farm Stadium yesterday who left the game early in disgust and either drove home or went out to the parking lot to have your tailgate, I wonder if you were trying to get back in the building. Once you heard the roaring coming from the stadium, man, what a finish. The first three-fourths of that game yesterday put everybody to sleep. But that fourth quarter in the first few minutes of overtime, could have been something else. Well, you know, speaking of football, it appears the Sports Illustrated cover jinx is alive and well. Just ask the Cleveland Browns, who were picked by some people to be Super Bowl contenders this year and were on the cover of Sports Illustrated. And sure enough, what happens? They get bombed 43-13 at home to open their season. So if that doesn't kind of slow things down for them just a bit. Boy, oh boy, 1 week of the NFL and people are already just abuzz about a whole bunch of things. Well, the Cardinals will have a long season ahead for sure. Sports Illustrated and the Associated Press both have said they will probably finish about 3-13. So, you know, you want to give these guys time to figure it out. You got a rookie quarterback, a first round draft pick with all sorts of expectations. So we need to give them some time, see what happens. But that fourth quarter and early overtime were very encouraging yesterday. Well, on today's show, speaking of sports, we're going to talk about a bicycle challenge. It is a 54-mile group bike ride around Skull Valley. I'll have Jim Knopp here to talk about that. And on behalf of Prescott Alternative Transportation, also, our old friend Katie Norris will be here from Prescott Area Shelter Services to see what they're up to. And then to close the show, we also have an interview I taped some time ago with a wonderful author, Dr. Amy Blackstone. She has written a book called Child Free by Choice, The Movement Redefining Family and Creating a New Age of Independence. And the publicity for the book says Child Free by Choice strips away many common misconceptions, revealing the radical notion that support of the child free can lead to better lives and societies for all. And when she was growing up, she always assumed she would have children and was not to be. And she and her husband, Lance, created a blog called We're Not Having a Baby. You'd be surprised how many people really join that blog and believe the same way. So we're going to have Jim Knopp drop in just a couple of minutes here. We'll be talking about the Skull Valley Loop Challenge coming up this Sunday on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com. Don't go away.
Recently, I was in the market for a new Nissan. Even though I live right here in Prescott, I thought I would get a better deal by starting my search in the Valley. Boy, was I wrong. I did tons of research, shopped all the big Phoenix Nissan dealers, and got several quotes. Some were okay, others had lots of extra fees. So when all was said and done, the actual price was a lot higher. Then I decided to check right here in town at lamnissan.com, and I found the exact vehicle I was looking for. I submitted my request to their internet department and received a straightforward quote within minutes. There were no hidden fees, no catches, and the price was the lowest one. Had I known that Lam Nissan already did the shopping for me, I could have saved lots of time and hassle. When I arrived at the dealership, my car was right there, front and center. It's as if it was waiting for me. The staff couldn't have been more accommodating. They really treated me like family. And the bonus was that I was in and out within 90 minutes. Lam Nissan took the guesswork out of everything. I was able to buy a car without driving for hours. I got better pricing right up front, and I saved a ton of money. I would highly recommend Lam Nissan to anyone, in or out of town.
There are children in our community who need us. Take 3-year-old Lily, abandoned by her mother and neglected by a father who abused illegal substances. Currently, she lives in a foster home. Her volunteer advocate works with health specialists and the court to give Lily a chance for a brighter future. This is Quincy Castleberry. Stand up for children like Lily. Learn more about becoming a court-appointed special advocate by contacting the CASA office at 928-771-3165.
Load up the RV and hit the open road.
To the repair shop?
Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you.
Mobile service is just one of their specialties.
They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers. From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Home of the once-in-a-lifetime experience.
What do you mean, Ted?
On average, people are going to buy a new furnace or AC unit once in their lifetime.
So they might as well buy the best.
Yeah, because if our name's on it, we want you to be comfortable.
For a lifetime.
Generations of great service. Don't settle. Get Gettle's. G-O-E-T-T-L-S. Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. 928-567-2200.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 207. We have Jim Knopp and Deb Pastore here to talk about Prescott Alternative Transportation, in particular, the Skull Valley Loop Challenge. Now, Jim, I'll have you start out telling us, how long has the Skull Valley Loop Challenge been going on? How many years?
This will be the 14th. It's actually the 14th edition. I believe that makes it 15 years. We skipped 1 year.
And a 54-mile group ride, correct?
Yes.
And fortunately for people in my physical condition, I see you have a neutral SAG support, correct?
Yes. SAG stands for support and gear. We have bike mechanics and radio guys following around, keeping track of all the riders, helping them when they need it. Mm-hmm. And if worst comes to worst, they jump in one of the SAG wagons and get a ride the rest of the way.
Indeed. Now, I assume you ride it yourself too, correct?
I haven't ridden it myself in a while. It's generally this weekend I'm at the start-finish line running around.
You're busy putting out fires, right, on the day of the event. And Deb Pastore is here with you. Describe what people are going to see, those who do the entire loop. What kind of scenery are they going to enjoy?
I think he's asking you. But
either one.
Jim.
The loop is basically up over there's kind of a summit on Iron Springs Road, so we climb up Iron Springs and then have a really long descent into Skull Valley and then wiggle around down to Kirkland, where we turn left on County Route 15 to Kirkland Junction and Highway 89, and then we head up through the White Spars right back to the town square where we started. The scenery is really varied from the mountainous stuff by Granite Mountain to the wide open prairies as you look out over Skull Valley and stuff, and you ride through those prairies between Kirkland and Kirkland Junction, mm-hmm. and then starting the climb until you get back up into the pines, and it's a heck of a climb getting up to the top there, but once you do, you coast back into town through nice shady pine trees, and it's really nice.
And, you know, the reason I ask that is to describe the scenery you're going to see is because I used to be a very big bicyclist. Now I'm just very big. And gravity is no longer my friend. So when it comes to climbs, I have to be especially careful of that. But you do have the SAG wagons, of course, and it is a very worthwhile ride. But isn't it great when you're out on the road and you're enjoying it, you're kind of in sync with everything? Even the hills kind of tackle themselves sometimes when you're in that groove, don't they?
It's really nice that it's a group event because often people are going with friends or mm-hmm. partners who, they will often stick together and give each other encouragement all the way around long. There is one other thing we're doing this year for the first time that is kind of new and different for this event and for bike events in general, is that we're allowing pedal assist electric bikes to participate.
Oh, okay.
And for a lot of people with disabilities or brought on by old age or injury, or even those just recovering from
injury.
Or
in my case, fat, but go ahead.
having that pedal assist still allows them to get out. They might not have the lung capacity mm-hmm. or something that they used to have, and we're looking to see how they do, because there's quite a bit of elevation gain in this ride, and you know, it's a long way for an electric bike, so they'll have to be pretty cagey the way they employ the power.
You'll have to do some human pedaling, won't you?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, I just saw a report, I think it was last week, the national parks now are permitting electric assist bikes under trails and under paths.
Yes. The state of Arizona has decided that these pedal assist electric bikes get all the rights and responsibilities of a regular bicycle.
Mm-hmm.
So they're allowed in the traffic lane or the bike lanes and pathways that are open to bicycles, and still our national forest isn't quite in tune with that, but there's a lot of conversations going on that hopefully electric bikes will be more found more often in the forests.
Now, this is all to benefit, I believe, PrescottBikePed.com. Is that correct?
Well, the name of the organization is Prescott Alternative Transportation. PrescottBikePed.com is our web address, which is fairly new within the last couple of years. We used to be PrescottBikePed.org, but that got hijacked, and we just kind of jumped over to PrescottBikePed.com.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else is the same, but it confuses a little people a little bit because we're not a commercial outfit. Yep. We're a nonprofit organization.
And, Deb, tell us some more about Prescott Alternative Transportation.
Well, I'm going to jump over to SBLC since I'm the ride coordinator, and I just want to let everybody know that you can still sign up for the ride at $75. Mm-hmm. You can go to svlchallenge.com. That's our website, and it will direct you to a place where you can register. The ride starts at 7:30 in the morning on Saturday, and it ends at 1:30.
And what are some of the things the organization has done to make it easier for people to get around without a car in this area? Because we don't have mass transportation here.
No, we don't. And we're advocates for mass transportation, but our thing is making this area more friendly to bicyclists and pedestrians. Over the years, Prescott Alternative Transportation is now 22 years old, or almost 22, and we've had quite a lot of progress and success over the years, from seeing our very first bike route signs go up in the city, our first painted bike lanes. We were instrumental in the Greenways project and getting some seed money for that to start through the heart of town. We were instrumental in getting some seed money for the trail out in the Dells, the Peavine Trail, our rails-to-trails system. And we've had some other projects that are pretty big over the years, like if you remember the interchange at Highway 89 and 69 before it was redone, there was just a horrible little goat path along the right side of the road as you headed to Prescott Valley. We are responsible for getting that beautiful multi-use path put in there. And we're also responsible for the bike lanes that were put on Highway 89 past Copper Basin Road as you head out of town. And what's interesting about those last two projects, I'll add one more. Right now, it was just in the news this week. ADOT is working with the city of Prescott and the contractors to build sidewalks on Coronado Avenue behind one of our oldest elementary schools, Lincoln School. And that project is funded through a grant from PressR that we got when we had our Safe Routes to Schools program going, and it was funding through federal funding for that to improve safety and infrastructure around several of our partner schools. I think that grant was written around 2007. These sidewalks are just getting built today, 2019. So oftentimes projects like that one, projects like the interchange at 6989, projects like Highway 89 can take over 10 years from spark to implementation.
Sure.
And so it's important that we're there along the way to keep reminding them that don't forget this element, make sure these are there.
Sure.
And we're very proud of how things have progressed.
And, you know, not only is it great to have striped and clearly marked bike lanes on so many roads, especially with so many drivers now who want to text while they're driving, that creates a larger safe space for bicyclists, doesn't it?
Yeah, bike lanes, there's some bike advocates who would rather just mix it up with traffic. I think bike lanes are a good reminder that we do need to share the roads. Mm-hmm. Of course, bicyclists are allowed on all roads and, at least city and county roads, and are encouraged to take the whole lane when they need to preserve their safety. But, we like to see facilities specifically for bike lanes, and a lot of big cities are experimenting with, a lot of different things,
mm-hmm.
As far as protected bike lanes and painted bike lanes that really increase the visibility. As a person, a volunteer with Prescott Alternative Transportation, I also serve on and have been appointed to the City of Prescott's Pedestrian Bicycle Traffic Advisory Committee, and PAT is well represented on that committee. And we just had a meeting today, but, you know, monthly we talk about pedestrian and bicycle issues and how we can make things better in Prescott. And it's a great collaboration to be working this closely with the city.
And a terrific resource, too, is your webpage, which has things like local links to Bike Prescott, the Road Cycling Club, the City of Prescott Trails page, Complete Streets Town Hall Report, helping to understand bicycles at Prescott College, the Prescott Mountain Bike Alliance, where you can find rides and riders, the Yavapai Trails Association, their resource. It's all on your webpage. And there's one other thing on your webpage I want to ask you and Deb about. Tell us about the Over the Hill Gang.
Well, that's a really interesting group. We work with them. We actually just donated or applied some of our funding to help with a bridge out by Willow Lake. It was in the paper this last week. But the Over the Hill Gang is a group of volunteers, and they are kind of a ragtag bunch because they don't have officers, they don't have monthly meetings, they don't have dues and wear funny hats or anything. They just show up and build trails, and now they do it 2 days a week, sometimes even more. They work closely with Chris Hosking, our city's trail coordinator, and it's just they've gotten trails built at a logarithmic rate around Prescott the last few years, and it's just really a wonderful thing.
You know, as someone who traveled California by bike for many years myself, I can attest to the wonderful, not only the exercise, but the scenery and the way you grasp your community by going at a slower pace, maybe 10, 12 miles an hour on a bicycle, speaking with people as you go by, noticing all the buildings, the homes, the businesses, things like this. People miss a lot when they drive everywhere, don't they?
They do, and you said a word that's very important to me and our organization, and that's community.
Mm-hmm.
We're not trying to change Prescott to be like California or something else. We're trying to keep the small-town feel of Prescott and allow people to interact with each other and keep neighborhoods vital and keep people vital. So, you know, if you're trapped at home, you can't get out because there's no sidewalks.
Yeah.
You know, we want to make sure people can walk to the supermarkets and downtown shopping and schools and cultural events and keep Prescott friendly, small, cut down on pollution, congestion, all that stuff. And I don't know.
Well, what are some of the benefits of getting more people to walk and to ride the bikes instead of driving?
Well, one is preserving our clean air that we're so well known for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's helpful. It's, you know, the list is kind of endless of all the benefits. And you know, it just makes Prescott a more livable place and mm-hmm. a more desirable place to live and keeps everything rolling.
How can we learn more about the Skull Valley Loop Challenge? And I have to ask you, by the way, along that 54-mile route, is there any place for people to stop for water, snacks, things
like
this?
Yeah, we've got two aid stations, one at Kirkland right at the main intersection there, and one in Wilhoit at the Country Corners store lot. Those people are very nice and let us use their location as an aid place.
Mm-hmm. And Dan Pastore, you were here on the show before for the Granite Creek cleanup, correct?
Yeah.
And you're part of a Skull Valley Loop Challenge. Tell us some of the benefits of being involved in these organizations.
Oh, well, first off, they benefit not-for-profits, and the not-for-profits deal with water quality. And then this one, obviously everything Jim just said.
Sure.
So that helps me to be quite enthusiastic in my job.
This is Deb's first time as coordinator, and actually we're still looking for a couple of volunteers for this event this weekend. You want to get involved, the
info at svlchallenge.com. You can reach me through that. That's info at svlchallenge.com.
Mm-hmm. Facebook page is Facebook/svlchallenge. We're easy to find. We're especially looking for some medical help, first aiders,
sure,
to join in some of the sag wagons. And we can use a couple other volunteers just doing this and that. If anybody wants to help, we're...
I would also like to say that we have a lot of sponsors that gave to us this year. This event would not happen without their help.
Sure.
And also the volunteers that come to make the event roll as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to thank Elgato Azul.
Thank you, Barry.
Yeah. Spring Hill Suites by Marriott, Lloyd's Liquors, Finley Toyota Prescott, O'Leary Eaton, Hicks Dental, Prescott Periodontics, Hike Shack, Michael Taylor Architects, Ironclad Bicycles, High Gear Bicycle Shop, ESI Grips, and Green Acres Development. Chris McIntyre, one of our volunteers, his family is doing the aid station in Kirkland, and he is also riding the ride, as well as helping us set up and tear it down.
That's what it's all about. We thank you for joining us today on Q&A. Deb Pastore and Jim Knopp, the Skull Valley Loop Challenge. That's what the SVL is, Skull Valley Loop. And that's, once again, info at svlchallenge.com, correct?
Yes, sir.
Thank you for joining us. It's going to be a great time. That is this Sunday, and it starts 7:30 in the morning, correct?
You can still register between 6 a.m. and 7 a.m. day of as well.
There you go. Very good. Jim and Deb, thank you for joining us. We're going to have Katie coming in from Prescott Area Shelter Services in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
If you are a current or former smoker, you may want to think about screening for lung cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help, or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Atrium Disposal, Prescott Dirt, You Pick It, Yavapai Bottle Gas, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, Waters Garden Center, Primavera Online School, Affinity RV, Bradshaw Family Dental, The Office Cantina, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson, and National Bank of Arizona. The Diamondbacks visit the New York Mets Monday at 4, Monday at 11:30, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game. John Dombrowski here with your culture and economy tip number 6. Do you keep track of your finances the same way you keep track of your loved ones' birthdays? Create a financial calendar to remind yourself of when to pay quarterly taxes, pull credit reports, or check your investment accounts. Also, mark a date to schedule your yearly financial reviews with me. I've been assisting my clients reach their financial goals for over 25 years and can help you as well. Call 480-991-1055 to schedule a complimentary financial consultation. Visit us at GrandCanyonPlanning.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter. Again, that number is 480-991-1055. I'm John Dombrowski reminding you, don't run out of money before you run out of time.
Securities and advisory services offered through Climate Securities LLC, a member of FINRA and SIPC, and an investment advisor. Grand Canyon Planning Associates LLC and Climate Securities LLC are not affiliated.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, you know, it's always great to have a friend in the house. That's certainly the case now. Katie Norris is here from Prescott Area Shelter Services. Want to say hello to Carmen also, too. She was here last time. Katie, first of all, for those not familiar with PASS, tell us what the Prescott Area Shelter Services is all about.
Sure. So we are a homeless shelter for women and children. And we started in 2007 in the basement of a church. And then in 2009, we moved into our current building on North Rush Street. And we serve women in a dorm-style setting with about 19 beds. Women and children can stay for about 3 months. They work with our case manager. We have wonderful volunteers who help us from 5 to 8 p.m., people who sleep there, people who bring meals. We're volunteer-run mostly, so we're very appreciative. And we have a pretty high success rate. It varies, but like 82 to 88% of the guests move out into permanent housing because they get a job while they're there. They get the resources and help that they need.
And you stress this is not a permanent housing situation, right?
Right, Just the 3 months. As long as they follow the rules and, you know, everything like that.
And you're a hand up, not a hand out, right?
Right. We help them meet their goals. We don't tell them what their goals are going to be. They sit with a case manager, and we discuss, like, what they need to be successful and then help them get there.
And you've got an open house coming up. Tell us when that is and what people might be able to bring to help you.
Sure. We're having an open house, our fourth annual, on October 16th from 1 to 4 p.m. at the shelter, which is 336 North Rush Street in Prescott. It's an opportunity to get a tour of our shelter and learn what we do for the women and children, meet our board members, our staff will be there, and just hear some stories.
Now, this comes naturally for you because you started out doing this kind of work a long time ago. I believe your family did too, right?
Yep. I've been doing nonprofit work for a long time.
In fact, you started out, you were a teenager, I believe, weren't you, when you first got involved in helping people?
Oh, yeah. My mom's a social worker, so for a long time. And then did AmeriCorps, which was amazing, which brought me to this shelter a long time ago, and I stayed.
And you not only are having an open house, but you're laying the groundwork for an expansion, I understand?
Yes. So we wrote a couple grants and got some funding, which is amazing. And we're going to build on top of our community room so that we can serve mothers with sons over 12 years old. There's not a lot of services in the area just because most of them are dorm style settings. So it's hard to serve sons over 12 in the dorm with the other women. So we're going to build two extra rooms on top of our community room that have their own bathroom to share between them. And this will be a great opportunity to serve the moms with sons over 12 years old.
Describe what it's like for someone who perhaps for the first time is in this kind of situation. They've always been self-sufficient. Now suddenly they've fallen through the cracks and they need help. I assume there's a lot of tears at first.
Yes, a lot of anxiety when people first come for the intake. People call ahead because we're always full and we put them on a wait list and then we call them first come, first serve. When they get there, they want to see what it looks like. We explain how it works. And it usually takes 2 to 3 days for them to feel comfortable because it's hard, you know, living in a room full of other people. But other people will help them and guide them and offer support too. The guests support each other pretty well.
How tough is it for the kids?
I think it's pretty hard for the kids and the moms. You know, there's a lot of moms there who might not have their children who have, you know, ideas on how to parent and things. But the kids become friends with each other and, you know, they really get to know the volunteers and the volunteers will play games with them. And it's challenging, but I they become attached, actually, to everybody that they meet and the bonds they create.
You know, I'm glad you said the bond they create. You must have seen a little thought bubble above my head. Because in a situation like that, that's when families can really get much closer and realize how deep they can reach to help each other, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. They support each other a lot at the shelter.
Now, you mentioned this is all about transitional housing, and I believe 88% success rate so far. That's just astounding. Well, how close attention do you pay to the issue of affordable housing in this area?
Yeah, it's hard to find affordable housing. The people at the shelter will get a job or two, you know, night shift or swing shift or shift work, and it's hard to get enough money, especially if you have anything on your rental history. So we recently started two transitional houses just last month. We were approached with this opportunity, which was pretty amazing. One is for single women and one is for families. So we do have four single women living in the transitional house. They pay a fixed monthly rent and you pay utilities, but they all can afford it. Two of them, for example, are in their 70s on a fixed income. And so this allows them to have a place to live on that fixed income.
I remember about a year and a half ago, the Daily Courier had a front page story with one of your success stories.
Yeah, she was amazing. She was great at public speaking and writing speeches.
She's your best advocate. Yeah. You ever have people who have, shall we say, graduated from your system, gone on to get back on their feet and come back to help as a volunteer?
Oh, definitely.
Really? Oh, isn't that wonderful? They pay it forward.
Yes. Yeah, they really do. They want to come back and help.
You know, a lot of people I know, when they listen to the show, they'll send me an email afterwards saying, you know, we want to write them a check if we can to help out. Or are there certain things you're in need of, certain physical items that they can donate or bring along with them to help the shelter at the open house?
Oh, sure. Pretty much any household item you use every day, we could use. Right now, we're running low on, like, deodorant for the women. Let's see, toilet paper, paper towels, Cascade dishwashing detergent. The liquid kind, for some reason, is the only one that works with our dishwasher.
Isn't that something?
You know, cleaning supplies, disinfecting wipes, snacks for the guests to take during the day. We have wonderful meal providers who bring food most evenings.
Yeah.
But, you know, we don't provide breakfast or lunch or anything, so that helps them. Pretty much anything you can think of that you use, we could use too.
Now, for those of your, the people that you're helping who have been able to find, say, a part-time job, because they're in this situation, they might not have a car. How would they get to and from the job?
So that's a challenge here. We have a couple of things we've started at the shelter. It's called the Wheels to Work program. So guests can get either $25 in taxi vouchers a month for a total of $75 or a gas card a month. But, you know, that doesn't only go so far. We have bikes that we can give out that were donated to us from the city that they refurbished and everything.
Oh, nice.
They can contact us. If we run out of bikes, we'll just contact them to get more. So that's for able-bodied people. For anybody else, it's pretty challenging to get around town.
Who are some of the agencies or churches who help you out?
Oh, so many. The Arizona Community Foundation, United Way, they give grants. A lot of foundations give us grants, which is amazing. APS, all sorts of different people. And then a lot of individuals, because we are a 501c3 tax credit. And so, you know, individuals help us a lot by giving us a donation monthly or here and there, or dropping off supplies that we couldn't really afford to purchase for the whole shelter.
Sure. With the planned expansion, how big do you expect to get?
It'll have two bunk beds in each room, so an extra 8 beds. However, you know, if it's a mom with like one teenage son and maybe one other kid, then we're not going to put anybody else in that room. Yeah. They'll have the room to themselves.
Mm-hmm. And with all the news about the booming economy the rest of us are enjoying, it doesn't filter down to everybody, does it?
No. I mean, luckily we have the guests work pretty hard, and they will get 1 to 3 jobs and then work on saving. We have a saving program and a budget we create. But it can be hard, especially hard for the single moms who also need to find childcare so they can work.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the basic things you find yourself wanting to help teach your intake people?
So I think we've created a lot of little programs recently, which is helpful. Finances is a big one.
Mm-hmm.
We have a board member who works at Wells Fargo, and he comes every other week and teaches a series of financial classes, and they're actually mandatory for our guests to attend. And he covers a lot of topics, which I think really is beneficial. We have yoga on Mondays to help with like meditation and relaxation techniques for them. And we have like a 12-step recovery or just support group every Thursday that is led for people who just need extra support while they're at the shelter.
Mm-hmm.
There are a ton of great resources in the community, but our guests do have to be back every evening. So this is an opportunity for them to have resources at the shelter.
Who are some of the other people at PASS who help you?
Who help us at PASS?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let's see, mostly volunteers.
Mm-hmm. Do you still need more volunteers?
Yes, we can always use more volunteers. The meal providers, it's a huge one.
Mm-hmm.
A group or an individual can take it on, and they prepare a meal at home for about 22 women or children and then drop it off. So it's a big thing to take on. But the guests, they love it. They look mm-hmm. forward to that meal every day because they do have to leave during the day, so they come back to a hot meal. They're tired. They really enjoy it. They could take the leftovers. We have volunteers from 5 to 8 who are there to greet the guests when they come back from their day and support them, maybe help with a resume or just listen to them or something like that. And then we have overnight advocates, and they sleep there 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. So the guests are never alone. They're always supported.
Mm-hmm. You know, on the CBS Sunday morning show yesterday, we were watching, and there was a man, I can't remember what town he is in, but on Craigslist, he put up all sorts of things. Do you need something done? Do you need a window repaired? Do you need a flat tire repaired? You know, your grass cut, stuff like this. He does it without pay. He just volunteers to do it. What kind of a person does it take to be involved in social work like this?
I think anybody can do it.
Think so?
We have so many people who reach out to us year-round, a lot more over the winter, which is really helpful. But year-round, people contact us. They want to volunteer. They want to know what they can do, even if it's a one-time thing. We have a lot of people who are interested in helping.
Yeah. And, you know, in this area where we have a lot of people moving here to retire who may have a lot of time on their hands, they can find a very fulfilling way to spend that time, can't they?
I think so. I think, I've been at the shelter for 7 years. We have volunteers who have been there for like 10 years.
Yeah.
You get attached to it. It's a very rewarding job.
And what does it feel like when you hear your intake, people going, oh, thank you so much?
It's wonderful.
Isn't
we
something?
Have guest stories that they write. For example, I think today 4 of our guests are moving into permanent housing, and that's a rare day.
Congratulations.
Yeah, so, but it's just wonderful to hear it. They're excited.
Yeah.
They worked hard. Sometimes they write a guest story that can be found on our website at mm-hmm. PrescottShelters.org. But it's great to hear when they're successful.
And I know once in a while when you have a new guest, they'll say, I can't believe this is happening to me. But once they've graduated, all of a sudden they're all newly grounded, aren't they? They never take anything for granted, do they?
No, yeah, they know what they need to do better to stay on track, so hopefully it doesn't happen again.
So tell us again how our listeners can attend your open house, when and where?
Sure, it's October 16th from 1 to 4 at our shelter, 336 North Rush Street. It's off of Sheldon Street near Yavapai College. Stop by, get a tour, meet our director and our board members, and learn about what we do.
And Carmen's listening, right?
Hope, yeah.
Always. Hi, Carmen! Katie Norris, thanks again for joining us. Let us know anything you have anytime you have something big going on at PASS. Always great to have
you
on.
I will, thanks.
Hey, stay tuned because we're going to check on our local and state news and weather, then talk to Dr. Amy Blackstone about her book, Child Free by Choice. Yes, there is such a thing. That is coming up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at KQNA.com.
James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender. Each day, this town wakes up to new possibilities, and Sparklight High-Speed Internet is right there with you. Now get 100 megs for only $45 a month for 6 months. Call 855-808-2737 for fast, reliable internet. Plus, you can add unlimited data. Stream on multiple devices, all at the same time, any time of day. Cable One is now Sparklight. Call 855-808-2737 or visit sparklight.com. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
You know you love your baby, so treat her right. Get your car gleaming inside and out with a Prescott Pro Wash Detail. They're the mobile detail specialists who will come to your home or business with options to fit your schedule and budget. From an express wash to a full detail and everything in between, they even have a ceramic coating that is weather resistant and will protect your baby like nothing else. And one application can last up to 3 years. That's 3 years you don't have to wax your car. So give Eric a call and drive around in style at 848-3799 or online at PrescottProWash.com.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Monday the 9th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Wallach and Volk. With the potential for flooding due to rains expected to hit the area this week, Yavapai County Community Health Services offers some tips to keep you healthy.
Stay out of floodwaters as it can drown even the strongest swimmers. Don't drive through standing water and never touch power lines or objects that are in contact with these lines. Wear eye protection when cleaning up storm debris, check for local boil water advisories, and don't use contaminated water to wash dishes, brush teeth, prepare food, or to make ice or baby formula. If your well has been affected by floodwaters, it is recommended that you boil your water for at least 1 minute at a rolling boil, or buy water from a safe source. Before resuming use of the well, have the waters tested for possible bacteria. I'm Nate Canuel reporting.
A 10% chance for a brief spot shower today, 40 to 50% tonight and tomorrow, with a sunny, very breezy high today near 79 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, cooling overnight to a breezy, partly cloudy 56, then very windy tomorrow with a high near 74 and those scattered showers. Wednesday's high, a sunny 77 with a 20% chance for rain. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, up to a breezy, sunny 90 today, 84 tomorrow with a 50% chance for rain. Sunny and 87 Wednesday with a 20% chance for showers, cooling late tonight to about 62 with a 50% chance for evening and overnight scattered showers. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA. Please be fire safe, like us on Facebook, and listen live worldwide at KQNA.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment.
The Prescott Center for the Arts opens its 50th season with the Cole Porter musical Anything Goes. Aboard the SS American, Lovelorn Billy is on a mission to stop the marriage of Hope Harcourt to Lord Oakley. Billy must woo and win back his true love with the help of Showgirls, Sailors, and Public Enemy No. 13. This is a contagiously fun and pure musical comedy joy. Anything Goes runs September 12th through September 29th. Tickets and information are available at pca-az.net.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. Well, it's a topic you don't really hear much about, being child-free by choice versus being regarded as childless, which in some cases has kind of a sad connotation. Well, there's a new book out. It's called Child-Free by Choice, The Movement Redefining Family and Creating a New Age of Independence by Dr. Amy Blackstone. Dr. Blackstone, thanks for joining us on Q&A. Give us an example of what happened when you and your husband started a new blog in 2013 titled We're Not Having a Baby.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here. The first thing that happened when we launched our blog was that we discovered we chose the wrong launch date. We launched our blog on April 13, and we launched it in the form of a quote-unquote birth announcement for the blog, sort of tongue-in-cheek, and discovered very quickly, you know, hitting go live on the blog that, oh my gosh, we've just said we're not having a baby on April Fool's Day, and confused some of our friends and family. family as a result of that.
Oh, goodness. So timing is everything. In your book, you deal with the balance of the supposed myth of maternal instinct versus biological and social pressures. How can you explain that?
Well, it's interesting. Even though we have this really deeply embedded idea in our culture that women are naturally or instinctually driven to become mothers, there really isn't any scientific evidence to support that idea. So, and that doesn't mean that the drive that some women talk about to become mothers isn't real, but the place that that's coming from is not their genes, it's their socialization. And if we think about the example of walking into a children's toy store, it's pretty easy to see that girls are reared from a very early age to believe that their destiny really mm-hmm. is to become mothers. I myself learned how to change a diaper on a baby doll when I was a kid.
Speaking as a childless by choice a male myself, I can recall many times in my 20s when people would find out that I was childless by choice. And the first thing they would say is, you are straight, right? Do you still see people using that that terminology?
Yes, actually. In fact, earlier today I was asked by a radio host if I was promoting homosexuality by promoting this idea. So certainly it's still an idea that occurs. I don't know that it's as common an assumption anymore, particularly as culturally we open up our ideas about what a family is and who can and should be a parent. I know that some of my interview subjects include lesbian women and gay men who have opted not to have children. And one thing that they've shared with me is, ironically, as our culture has come to accept the idea that gay and lesbian people can become parents, it's meant that they're experiencing a new kind of pressure to become parents that they thought they were exempt from. So now they, too, sometimes face that pressure to become parents.
I find it odd that some people criticizing childless couples, they deem them selfish or unpatriotic. How can that be?
Yes, that's a pretty common one. So those, I think they're linked, but they're two different stereotypes. So in the first, and around selfishness, one thing many child-free people hear is that you must not care about other people if you don't have children. You must not care about the good of society or the well-being of others. And frankly, nothing could be further from the truth. That child-free people are as likely as parents to volunteer in their community. More likely parents to volunteer intensively, so they'll give more of their time to organizations and to volunteering in their communities, which makes sense because they're not spending it rearing children, which parents are doing. So that's the selfish piece. And then in terms of patriotism, this in part comes from the idea that it's our duty to mm-hmm. provide new citizens for the nation. And, it certainly was a popular idea after World War II when we saw the baby boom happen.
Sure.
But it's an idea that comes up today, too. We've heard in the news recently talk about a recent report from the CDC showing that fertility rates among native-born women in the U.S. are among the lowest they've been in about 30 years. And part of the discussion around that is a worry that native-born people are being replaced by immigrants mm-hmm. and that we should be procreating more quickly than them. So, there are all kinds of questions about who belongs and how we think of ourselves as members of a nation.
In fact, here in northern Arizona, we had a state representative who said that very thing, and he is no longer a state representative. I always thought it kind of odd that here people who are childless by choice just don't feel like, they're up to having children, when in fact we see an awful lot of parents who probably shouldn't have had children. True?
Well, I'm not going to make a judgment about whether parents should have children or not, but I will say that I hope that one consequence of the book is that we think more deeply about parenthood, and that the book raises the idea that parenthood is a choice, that people can choose to opt into it and they can choose to opt out of it. And I think in either case, it's a choice that requires some real thought.
And in your book, you also talk about the child-free choice and the movement are still evolving, including there are formalized child-free communities and gatherings. I used to belong to a group in San Diego called No Kidding. They would plan outings for child-free couples.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, that's one organization that's been around for the longest when you look at child-free groups around the country. No Kidding is a great one. And yes, we're seeing more and more of those. I think that the proliferation, the invention of social media certainly has had a positive impact for child-free people. I know for my husband Lance and I, being able to get on to Facebook and have our We're Not Having a Baby Facebook page and have the blog has helped us feel a little less alone in mm-hmm. terms of our experience as child-free people. So that has certainly helped, and I think the more that we talk publicly about the child-free choice, the better off we will all be, because hopefully it will drive us all, again, to think deeply about the choices we make around parenthood.
And the name of the book is Child Free by Choice, the Movement Redefining Family and Creating a New Age of Independence by Dr. Amy Blackstone. How can our listeners discover your blog and get a copy of Child Free by Choice?
They can find the blog at we'renothavingababy.com, and we have a Facebook page by the same name. For the book, I suggest either checking out the publisher's website at Penguin Random House, or they can go to any online source like Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble, and the book is also in bookstores around the country.
And we thank you for joining us today on Q&A. Continued success in your practice and your publishing.
Thank you so much.
The Get Real Men's Expo is dedicated to spiritual guys of all faiths. This year is full of exotic cars, motorcycles, and competitions filled with guys young and old in archery, bull riding, and axe throwing. Ladies, yeah, you heard me right. This is a great father-son event that creates memories and motivates men to reconnect with their community and the God that uniquely loves each one of us. This year's expo is September 21 from 8:30 to 1 at Yavapai College in Prescott. If you're a man, it's free.
The Bolleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Bolleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BolleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Bolleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
Hi, my name's Christina Stumble, and I own Farm Girl Flowers in San Francisco. With my Spark Cash Card from Capital One, I earn unlimited 2% cash back on all my business purchases. Last year, I redeemed $115,000 in cash back. Yeah, $115,000. And that doubled our digital marketing budget for the summer. Thanks to my Spark Card, we had our best summer yet. Imagine what the Spark Card from Capital One could do for your business. What's in your wallet?
Real Capital One customers pay for real stories. Credit approval required.
I was thinking about eating healthy. Then I remembered I hate kale. That's where GNC Mega Men One Daily Multivitamins come in. 39 nutrients, immune support, and a truckload of high-quality ingredients, all for $9.99. That's a 50% price reduction, so I can do something good for my everyday wellness, feel less guilty about my eating habits, and not spend a ton. It's a mega multi for men who know what they want, and it's not kale. Visit GNC or GNC.com/multis to get all your wellness essentials starting at $9.99.
Hello, I'm Rocky Coronado, and an Air Force veteran and the lead case manager for the Homeless Veterans Program with Catholic Charities here in Prescott. Our veterans program serves Yavapai, Coconino, and Mojave counties. Our program helps veterans who are experiencing homelessness obtain affordable housing. We also help veterans keep their existing housing if they're facing eviction. You do not have to be Catholic to receive help, as we do not discriminate. Just call 855-256-9419 or go to CatholicCharitiesAZ.org and select the Veterans tab to request assistance. Thank you.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, we heard from Dr. Amy Blackstone about people who are child-free by choice. There's a famous man who is deciding to go wife-free by choice. Todd Palin, Sarah Palin's husband, according to the Anchorage Daily News, has filed for divorce, and they are seeking joint custody of their minor son. I believe it's Trigg is their minor son. So that's sad to hear. Sarah and Todd Palin apparently divorcing. Well, if you're a fan of great movies, you know, of course, about the Tuesday night classics at the Harkins 14 and the Wednesday night classics at the Prescott Elks Theater. It's kind of peculiar because last week both theaters showed Steel Magnolias, the Harkins on Tuesday, the Elks on Wednesday. It's going to happen again this week because tomorrow night the Harkins 14 will show the John Wayne classic, The Searchers. And the very next night, yep, the Elks Theater is also going to show The Searchers. So that's... Let me take this back a little bit here. On Wednesday of this week, my bad. On Wednesday, it's Western Wednesdays at the Harkins, so you can see The Searchers at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. And then that evening, if you missed it that morning, you can see it again either at the Harkins or at the Prescott Elks Theater. Because the Tuesday night classic tomorrow at the Harkins, don't want to confuse this one with The Searchers, is the Orson Welles classic Citizen Kane. A lot of famous movie critics call this the best American movie ever made. Citizen Kane, about Charles Foster Kane, very thinly disguised as William Randolph Hearst, who used to do everything in his power to keep Orson Welles from showing that movie. The Hearst newspapers refused to advertise it when it first came out. So, Citizen Kane tomorrow night at the Harkins, and then on Wednesday you have The Searchers both at the Harkins and at the Prescott Elks Theater. Hey, stay tuned now for Diamondbacks baseball coming up at 4 o'clock right after Ben Shapiro. Then join me back here tomorrow for my guests Catherine Anderson for the big Prescott Valley Job Fair and Marilyn Huffman from the Yavapai BBB. That's Q&A Tuesday at 2 when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.